Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a wildlife photographer called James Thompson, who has won a photography competition.
Today I'm joined by 20-year-old James Thompson, who's won a national photography competition with his spectacular photograph of a fish jumping out of the water. James, how did you first become interested in photography?
Well, I grew up enjoying the countryside and wildlife. My mother's a painter and often took me to art exhibitions, so I think a love of being creative comes from her. And one day my uncle bought me a camera, and from then on I started taking pictures. My mum was really pleased.
And where did you take your prize-winning photo?
Actually, in a park in my city, where my friends and I used to play. It's not the most attractive place, even though it's really improved a lot recently, and the lake where I took the picture was made bigger. You'd be amazed how much wildlife there is, and I've managed to get some fantastic pictures there over the years. Everyone seemed to like them.
How did you feel about winning the competition?
Honestly, I was shocked. I'd never entered one before. My parents were really excited because they got the phone call saying I'd won. The best bit was being introduced to a well-known guy who takes pictures for an international magazine. I got lots of tips, and I've gone on to do more competitions since.
Great! So, what makes a good photo, in your opinion?
Well, I hope my picture shows that wildlife is still around even in the middle of a city. And that's what I like. Photos are more than just pretty pictures. They should be worth looking at and help you learn things about life. So, I'm always ready because you never know what you'll see.
True. Why is photography such a popular hobby?
Well, many people have this idea of a photographer alone out on a mountain somewhere, but actually, there are lots of clubs, and it's really fun doing it with other people. It's easy to do anywhere. Even though experts earn a lot taking pictures all over the world, ordinary people can also get wonderful pictures closer to home.
Indeed. So, James, finally, what advice do you have for young photographers?
Find out what works and what doesn't. I didn't learn my skills by taking a course. Nothing's better than getting out there and getting experience. Of course, there's lots of fantastic equipment available, but it's really not necessary, and most phones take great pictures.
James, many thanks.
Now listen again.
Today I'm joined by 20-year-old James Thompson, who's won a national photography competition with his spectacular photograph of a fish jumping out of the water. James, how did you first become interested in photography?
Well, I grew up enjoying the countryside and wildlife. My mother's a painter and often took me to art exhibitions, so I think a love of being creative comes from her. And one day my uncle bought me a camera, and from then on I started taking pictures. My mum was really pleased.
And where did you take your prize-winning photo?
Actually, in a park in my city, where my friends and I used to play. It's not the most attractive place, even though it's really improved a lot recently, and the lake where I took the picture was made bigger. You'd be amazed how much wildlife there is, and I've managed to get some fantastic pictures there over the years. Everyone seemed to like them.
How did you feel about winning the competition?
Honestly, I was shocked. I'd never entered one before. My parents were really excited because they got the phone call saying I'd won. The best bit was being introduced to a well-known guy who takes pictures for an international magazine. I got lots of tips, and I've gone on to do more competitions since.
Great! So, what makes a good photo, in your opinion?
Well, I hope my picture shows that wildlife is still around even in the middle of a city. And that's what I like. Photos are more than just pretty pictures. They should be worth looking at and help you learn things about life. So I'm always ready because you never know what you'll see.
True. Why is photography such a popular hobby?
Well, many people have this idea of a photographer alone out on a mountain somewhere. But actually, there are lots of clubs and it's really fun doing it with other people. It's easy to do anywhere. Even though experts earn a lot taking pictures all over the world, ordinary people can also get wonderful pictures closer to home.
Indeed. So, James, finally, what advice do you have for young photographers?
Find out what works and what doesn't. I didn't learn my skills by taking a course. Nothing's better than getting out there and getting experience. Of course, there's lots of fantastic equipment available, but it's really not necessary, and most phones take great pictures.
James, many thanks.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.